Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Hamisha, the fifth chapter in the Hilchas Bikurim, in the Rambam's laws of the first fruits in Sefer Zeraim, which we continue on to the next related halacha, that of separating challah, that of the portion of the dough for the kain. As Rambam says, halacha alef, regarding what is the measurement of this hafrasha. So mitzvah sasela hafresh trumim in the isa. There's a positive commandment to separate an elevation from the dough, which these are called, and that's the relationship of challah to Bikurim, they're all called truma. Bikuris Yudecha is Trumas Yudecha is Bikurim, and this is also a Truma, an elevation from the dough, if it's from the five types of grain. Lakoin, that's given to the Koin Shem, like it says in the Pasuk, Mamidbar Rishas Arisa Seichem, the first of your doughs, Chala Terima Truma, and again here also it's called Truma, it should be an elevation that separated that of Chala. Now, Bereshas Zu, this first portion, Ein Lo Shimin Atar, biblically there's no measurement. Afal Hefesh Kesari, even if you separate the size of a barley corn, Patras Isa, that exempts the dough. Now, however, if someone makes his whole dough into challah, Loyazakum actually hasn't done anything. Until he actually leaves over some of it, because it says Meiresh is from the first, which, as we find by the laws of Truma, and not Lekol Resh, it can't all be Resh. So you have to leave over something. Halacha Beis, now, Medivri Seferim, but regarding rabbinic law, Shemafishan Echad Me'arbov Esam and Isa. One should separate 1/24th from the date from the dough. That it should be a significant gift to the kain. You give me a little barley corn size, it's not really significant. And the reason is because it says in the Pasuk in the Devarim, titen lo, you should give him, ten lo, you should give him something which is fit to be given as a gift. Now, however, the baker who he makes to sell in the marketplace, there the rabbis only required him to give 1/48th, which is a half the amount. Because he makes large quantities of dough. So yesh b'shezek edematana, 1/48th is going to be a significant amount of the amount of the quantity he's making to give a gift to the kain. Now, halacha gimel, ha'isa l'mishta b'nai. Now, if someone making, let's say, dough for his son's wedding party, for the festive party. So av b'shezek edematana, although in this case, technically, it really is a large quantity, because he's making for a chasna, and 1/48th actually would be a significant amount, like by the baker. Still, he is still going to separate 1/24th. Not to differentiate between the doughs of a regular person, but it's called leplug. We don't differentiate to confuse it. So, a baker, even if he makes a small quantity of dough, it's still going to remain 1/48th. Not to differentiate between the doughs of the bakers. They made in generally 1/24th for a regular person, 1/48th for the baker. Now, halacha dalad. But let's say nitmasa isa b'shegigah ba'inus. Let's say the dough became tame, whether by mistake or whether he was coerced. Then mafresh echem abam mishmoina. Then he only has to separate 1/48th, not 1/24th, because anyways it's not fit for the kain to eat. It just could be used for fuel. So they were lenient regarding the measurement. But from timah b'zadim, if a person deliberately made a tame, then mafresh echem ha'esrim abam, they asked to separate 1/24th. And the reason is kedesh layi chayte niskus, that the sinner should not gain, because he was a sinner by making it tame. And he's going to gain, he only has to give half, then we know we retain the 1/24th. And b'chala tamei muteris la'asakam, the chala that became tamei, as we pointed out before, it's permitted to be used as fuel, ketruma tamei, like trum that became tamei. But again, since only fit for fuel, therefore we only have to give 1/48th, it was b'shayi g'b'aynis, and not 1/24th. Halacha Hed Ram discusses regarding the places that are obligated and exempt from this halacha of chala. One is not biblically obligated in challah, only in Eretz Yisrael. Shemek says in the Pasuk Mamidbar, it's going to be when you eat from the bread of the land, then you have to separate challah, which in Eretz Yisrael. And also, it's only when all the Jewish people are there. Shemek, like it says in the Pasuk, when you're going to come, which is Bias Kolchem, and all of you come to the land, not when only some of you come to the land. So, in today's times, and Afilu b'mei Ezra, even in times of Ezra, when they came up from Golas Babel for the second Beis Hamikdash, Be'eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, in Elam and Ibrahim, it's only rabbinic law because only some, not all the Jews, came up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Like we explained, the laws of Truma. Halacha Vav. Now, Peiros Chutzlaretz, regarding the produce of Chutzlaretz, Shenichnas Laretz, which was brought into Eretz Yisrael. Now, however, at the time when the obligation of challah begins, which is the time when it's needed, when it's mixed together, it was ready in Eretz Yisrael. So Chayav Machal, it's going to be obligated in challah. And Upeiros Haaretz, Sheyotzu Chutzlaretz, in contrast, if you take the produce of Eretz Yisrael, that's taken out of Eretz Yisrael and it's needed over there, Petrun, that's going to be exempt. Why? Because it depends on Shenem, because in the Pasuk, Hashem, Ani, maybe Eschem Shama. That where I'm going to bring you to, which is Shama Atam Chayav. There, in Eretz Yisrael, is where you're going to be obligated, Bein HaPeis HaAretz, Bein HaPeis HaChutz HaAretz, whether it's produce from Eretz Yisrael or from Chutz HaAretz, it's again, it's there in Eretz Yisrael where the obligation is at the time of the kneading. So if it's from Chutz La'aretz, it's brought in, then kneaded, chayiv. If it's even from Eretz Yisrael, taken out and kneaded there, it's going to be patur. Now, Halacha Zayin. Now, however, mafishin chala b'chutz la'aretz min divrei sefer. But rabbinically, one separates chala even in the produce in chutz la'aretz. And the reason is kadesh le tishtakach teres chala misal, that the laws of chala should not be forgotten from the Jewish people. Now, ve'im avin chala chutz la'aretz, you don't bring the chala from chutz la'aretz, which rabbinically obligated teres Yisrael. Shem shem avin truma bikurum misham, just like you don't bring truma bikurum from chutz la'aretz, because it's already tamei in the tuma of Eretz Amam of the laws of chutz la'aretz. And you don't bring it to Eretz Yisrael. And the imhevi, if you do bring it, manichat erev Pesach, you leave it till erev Pesach, but the safka truma, then you burn it like truma, which is tamei, which is considered tamei from chutz la'aretz, and now you bring it to Eretz Yisrael, then you leave it to be burnt erev Pesach. Halacha ches, the Rambam continues regarding the division of the obligation of chalam according to the place of the dough. So shleisha din l'chalam b'sholei saratzis. There's three categories of laws for chalam in three different lands. So you have kol ha'aretz shechzika bo'il bavel. You have all the lands of Eretz Yisrael that were taken in possession, even the second time when the Jews came back to Eretz Yisrael, after Golas Bavel, in the days of Ezra, with the second Beis HaMikdash. Ad Keziv, which was up until Keziv, which is the name of the town, which that they actually did not take possession of. So in those areas, mafrishim b'chala achas kashir, there you separate one portion of chala, according to the measurements as we mentioned, 124th and 148th. V'in nechal sakan, that's one. Then you have a Shar Eretz Yisrael, the rest of Eretz Yisrael, Shechzika bo'il Mitzrayim, that those who came out of Egypt, the first time they came to Eretz Yisrael, they took possession, v'lo'il Babel. But when they came up from Babel the second time, there they didn't take possession of those lands. Shemechziva ad Amana, that's from the area of Kizib, all the way out to Amana. Mafish and Mashtei Chalas, so there you separate two Chalas. Ha'achas Nesefes, one is burnt, Ba'achas Nechalas, one's eaten by the Kanan. Now, Umneima Mafish and Mashtei Chalas, why do you separate the two Chalas? Says follows. Because the first chala is considered as tamei because it's not considered as Eretz Yisrael. It says Tumas Eretz Amim. Shavali in the Skat Shal Yisrael Eretz Mei Ezra, because in the days of Ezra they did not sanctify those lands of Eretz Yisrael. Ugedush Rishon the Batn Meshigalu. And the first sanctification that they sanctified Eretz Yisrael was nullified when they went into exile in Golas Babel. Now, but Vahili Eretz Yisrael, since ultimately it is Eretz Yisrael. In other words, since when they came from Egypt, as it says in the Torah, they took possession of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore then it was biblically obligated in Chala. So Mafisha Machala Echem Abar Mishmaynis. So they separate from it a portion of Chala, which is 148th, which is the same halacha like dough that became Tamei, which it is Tamei because it's considered as Tumas Eretz Amim, because it is considered in disregard as Chutz La'aretz. V'soyfenais, now they burn it. U'mafisha Chala Shnia, because it's like Chala of, like we said, that's Tamei, which you burn. Now Mafisha Chala Shnia, but then they separate a second portion of Chala, the nice lakoyin lacha, and they give it to the kain to eat it. Why? Kadesh layemi, that people shouldn't say, what do you mean? Truma tar in the surface. It's truma that's tar, which is being burned, which is not talach, it's not supposed to be burned. And the reason is, shari nisra for harishayin, because the first portion that we said is burnt, ava bishalayim is tumi yidu alko, because even though it's not really a tuma that's well known to everybody, that it's tummy, because it's only from tuma seretz amim. And this was at once Eretz Yisrael. So not everyone knows that it was tummy, so people are going to say, oh, it was tar, and it got burnt. So therefore, you have to separate a second one that should not be burnt, that should be eaten by the Kanim. Now, the Zuash Ne'en L'Shir, this second portion has no measurement. Elikol Shoreitz Ma'afesh, whatever he wants to separate, he could do, and they could midivrim, because it's only rabbinically anyway, so we don't give that obligation of 124th or 148th. Now, third category. V'chol Ha'aretz Me'amana Malchutz, anything from the land, from Amana and outward, Be'im B'Soria, whether from Syria, Be'im B'Sha'arez, whether from other lands, Be'im Afrish and Tshtei Chalas, they also separate two Chalas. Achas l'sreifa, one that should be burnt, kadesh l'yemer, ina truma tamei in the chalas, that people shouldn't say, oh, we saw truma that's tamei that's being eaten, which is, we know it's tamei from Tumas Eretz Am, because this was always part of chutz la'aretz. So everyone knows that this is tamei. And since we're going to have one that's eaten, we don't want them to think that truma tamei could be eaten, so we're going to separate first the first one that's burnt, the achas l'chila, and then this one that's being eaten, and that we say, because rabbinically we want to have chal and chutz la'aretz, so that the laws of Chala should not be forgotten from the Jewish people when they're in the exile. Now, but since both these Chalas are rabbinic, it's better to increase the one that's being eaten. Therefore, the one in this case is being burnt, does not have a measurement, even a minute amount. The one that's eaten is should be 148th. Even permitted for those, a male and female, who have a general discharge of Tumah. And you don't have to say that for sure the other people that are Tameh, which are not from the body itself, for sure could eat this rabbinic challah of Chutz La'aretz. Now, this next words actually seems to be part of halacha tes, which now the Ram discussed regarding challah bizman hazeh in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Says the Ram, bizman hazeh, in today's time, she'en sham isa taira, where there is no pure dough, as we continue to halacha tes, or this was part of halacha tes, and the reason is b'nei tumas ames, because of we're all considered tameh from dead people, and no one can ever purify themselves from that, because halachically you have to have the ashes of the paraduma, which we don't have. So mafrishin challah achas b'chol Eretz Yisrael. So what's halacha in Eretz Yisrael? That there is one portion of challah that's separated, meaning, and we're talking about here even the lands which were taken possession of those who came up from Bavel. Echad marba mishmeinu, one out of 48, which is like the halacha of challah that became tameh in the state of Dires, of Oynis, which is the case over here, where everyone is Tame, even there it's Yisrael. And we burn that one challah, the sheet's made because it's Tame, everyone's Tame. And v'yesh l'shem l'atayah. And it has a biblical halacha of challah. In other words, that it's like a regular biblical challah that has the shear, but it's Tame, which is 148, and you burn it. Now, umekziv al amona, in area 2, mafrishin shnia lakoin lachila. You separate a second one for the kohen to eat. Vein lasher, and that doesn't have a measurement. Kishal yidav mekayim, like that originally was, as we said in the prior halacha. In other words, even though now actually in that second area, everyone knows that everyone's tummy mace, so therefore it wouldn't really be applicable. The concern that maybe people are going to say that we have truma tumah that's being burnt, and really truth is we shouldn't have to do a second hafrasha of challah. But still they retained what it originally was, which is you have the first one, which is burnt, and then the second one, which is being eaten, as we said, to cover, because people don't really know that's Tumas Eretz Am, because at one point this was Eretz Yisrael. Halacha Yod, regarding category 3, Chalas Chutz La'aretz, Chala of Chutz La'aretz, in other words, from Amana and outward, Afa Bishit Meya, although as a Tumah of Eretz Amim, and today's times is biblical Tumah, because of Tumas Ames, but since the primary obligation of this challah and chutz la'aretz is only rabbinically, it's not forbidden to be eaten. Only it's a very severe tuma which is from on a kohen that has tuma that emanating from his body. It's those who have a seminal discharge or some mezabes, which is a different type of discharge from the genital area. The nidais, menstruating woman, the eldest woman gave birth, mitzadon and mitzayir, who there's this tuma that's coming emanating from their body. Of a shartamein, Bemaga Sharha Tumas, but someone who is tummy from other types of external contact of Tumma, a filled Tumay Mace, even from a person who's Avatumma, because he touched what's called Avia Vaisatumma from a dead person. Still, Mutum La'achlo, those types of tummy individuals are permitted to eat this challah of Chutz La'aretz, of this rabbinic challah. Lafikr there from Hayusham Kayin Katan Chutz La'aretz, so if there was a minor Kayin in Chutz La'aretz, Bein Besuria, Bein Sharasas, whether in Suria or other lands, Brussel Hafish Challah Achas, and wants to bring one challah, Mafash Achas, Mabam Mishmoin, you could do that, you could separate one 48th, then it could be eaten by the cotton shadain le rag carry who didn't yet have a seminal discharge, because again, like we said, if you don't have carry, then you could eat the chalas chutz la'aretz. Or the gitana shadain le rasa nidasa, or to a minor girl who didn't yet have her period of menstrual discharge, and the insar lafreshne, you don't have to separate a second challah, because since the first one is being eaten, so we're not forgetting the halachas of challah, and we're not concerned that people are going to say, oh, we saw a truma that's tummy that's being eaten. Tina halacha yud aleph. So too, if you had over there in Chutz La'aretz, Kayin, that was a gadol. Same thing would apply if an adult Kayin. That he immersed from a seminal emission or from his ziva discharge, which is even the severe level of tumah that comes out of his body. And af pishlei harav, and even if he didn't have harav shemesh, he didn't have sundown, which actually not let eat truma until he has harav shemesh. And af pishu tumei meis, even though he's a severe tumah of tumei meis, which generally requires being sprayed with paraduma, and he's tummy for 7 days, and today's time is you can't even purify yourself from that. You're allowed to eat the first portion of challah, because again, you don't have the actual high level of tumah and yitz magufa because you're tabled already. You don't have to separate a second time in chutz la'aretz, because then the primary obligation of challah is only rabbinic anyway, and if it's enough with one challah that can be eaten by these individuals. Lach yud beis, or some have this as still part of a lach yud aleph, I'm discussing regarding the bracha on the challah and the certain leniencies that apply to the challah of chutz la'aretz. Kala mafresh challah. Whoever separates challah, mevarach tchila, he first makes a bracha, a blessing, asher kedoshon b'mitzvos, Hashem commanded us, he sanctified us with his commandments, v'tzavon l'hafresh challah, and commanded us to separate challah. And this is bein ba'aretz, bein chutz la'aretz, whether in Eitzol or in chutz la'aretz, although in challah and chutz la'aretz it's only rabbinic, but like all rabbinic mitzvahs, we make a bracha. Just to make a bracha on tahar challah, kach mevarchal tmei. You also make a bracha when you're separating the challah that's tamei. Now, therefore, in other words, since you have to make a bracha when you're separating challah, ein ha'ish ar mafresh challah. So a man in the state of undress does not separate the challah. Sheni yochel varchal, because he cannot make a bracha. But leirchol be'erves davi, he can make a bracha when he's in the state of undress. Avla isha haruma. But if the undressed woman, she yashva, if she was sitting. In her whole general area, the lower face is flat down on the ground. So therefore, the erva is covered. She can make the bracha and she can separate the challah even in that state. Halachid beis, or is it halachid gimel? The Ram continues. Hanida, menstruating woman, or individual similar to her. In other words, other tumas that are even from the body itself. They can make the bracha and they can separate the challah of chutz la'aretz, she'in mesharis al-magah, because the nida, although we said that even by challah chutz la'aretz, those who have tumah yotzeh megufay are prohibited for that challah, she'in mesharis al-magah, but she's not warned, even the tumah yotzeh megufay, on touching the challah of chutz la'aretz, el al-chilasa, only regarding its consumption. So she could separate the challah and make the bracha. Now, v'mho yishem kain katan a kain shetavel, and if you have a minor kain or a kain detavel, she'hi mutaris loy la'achila, which then she's permitted to even eat, like we explained, halacha yud, so how is it halacha? Then is permitted to eat it, in other words, even the challah that was separated first. And this could be eaten in mazar shulchan achad, could be eaten with a non-kayin on one table. And the reason, l'fei she'enim ha'damas, this will not have the halacha of a forbidden mixture. And even if it was mixed with an equal amount, meaning for sure if it would had a majority, where it would be bittul, even the equal amount, it's not going to create dimua because of this rabbinic challah. Am a nice l'kayin am aretz. Now it should be given to a kayin that's an am aretz, meaning in contrast to truman eretz yisrael, which should not be given to a kayin am aretz because it might make a tummy. Here it could give it to a kayin am aretz, and they should tmei ba'ava eretz amim, because anyways it's tummy ready, so there's no concern about being metamed from a kayin am aretz. It's already tummy in the airspace of the lands of the nations, meaning because truman challah and chutz la'aretz. And the Aimba Mishum Koin Masim, but nice, there's also no problem about a Koin who's assisting regarding in the granary to get his gifts, which is we're giving it to a Koin, albeit a Katan or Katana, to get the Challah. There's no problem about him working, through us, we're generally forbidden, because again, it's only rabbinic Challah. And the Ratzal Lechel Tchila, and even if he wants to first eat the Challah and then to separate the Challah, if it's in Chutzlatz, as we're discussing, Mutta, that's also permitted again, She'in Ikar El Mitzbrayim, since its primary law is only rabbinic, so we have these leniencies regarding this Challah. Halachiyat Gimel or Halachiyat Daud, Ram compares the laws of Chala to the laws of Trumas and Maises. So Chala Nikris Truma. The Chala is called in the Pasuk Truma, like it says, Rishas Rishas Sechem Chal Terima Truma. And that's why we bring it here in Hilchas Bekurim, which is also called Truma. The Fikach In tells Elam and Mokav, therefore it could only be taken and separated from that which is near the rest of the dough, Kachuma, like the laws of Truma, which has to be separated from near the Tevel. And also Be'in tells Menatar Lotam, like Etchila, initially one should not take from that which is Tar, for that which is Tameh, initially, just like by Truma, which you're not supposed to take from that which is Torah on that which is Tameh. Halachi Daud, or Halachi Tzvav, V'chol Shemayin B'Truma, whatever we say by Truma, that Lo Yitrum, that a person should not separate Vim Tameh in the Truma, and if he did do the Truma, it's not going to be valid even after the fact is Truma, like for example, a Chershed V'Katan, or from Minal She'in Aminah, Kach B'Chal, that's the same Halacha, just like by Truma, so to B'Chal, which is also called Truma. Whenever it's by Truma, lo yichum izal zed, you should not separate from one on the other. For example, let's say someone that had Gemar Malacha, someone that did not have Gemar Malacha, kach b'chal, the same thing by Chala. And whoever does not eat Truma, like a non-coin or someone that's Tamei, he's not allowed to eat Chala. Whoever could eat Truma, could eat Chala. Lachat hazvav or lachat hazayin, hasuma v'ashikar, the blind person and the intoxicated person who are not allowed to separate Truma Gedel because he cannot be precise and make sure he separates the good, which you're supposed to by Truma, mafrish nechala getchil, but by chala he could initially separate. She'im be'isa rabbi yafa, because by the dough there's no good and bad, k'dei shechav ne'ifishum and the yafa, so that he should be precise and separate from that which is good, and therefore here by chala it's okay. And some have halacha aleph of perg shishi is part of this perg. Halakech nanachtim, someone purchases a dough from the baker, which although generally bakers have to separate the chala, that's when they do it in the state of tahara, and here we're talking about when it's done in the state of tumah. So the person who buys the dough has to separate chalo. And he can separate from that which is hot bread from that which is cold, or from that which is cold and that which is hot. And I feel the Medfus Nabri, even from many different trays, from many different forms, and the reason for that is that it could do from Chamal Tzenenis, because it's not so common that the baker should bake from old wheat. And he takes from the new wheat and he bakes. Because it's only regarding Maisa that we were stringent, that you're not supposed to take Maisa, so the Rambam says in Perek Yudal Hilchos Maisa Halacha Hey, from the hot on the cold, even though it's from the same form, because since by Meister it's possible that he buys also Tevua and Peiris, and there it's common that he should have new and old, because he's buying from many different people, so therefore we didn't differentiate and we stringent also when you're buying from a baker, even from one Tfos, because people buy these types of things, and it could be obligated, but by Chal, we're only buying from the baker, we weren't concerned, because again, the baker generally takes from the new dough, so that's what it's saying, that here you could separate. It's not concerned that it might be from different things, and you could separate from Chamo Tzenenis and Tzenenis al Chamo this obligation of Chal.